Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. More and more research tells us that music programs are an important part of a public school education. Sadly, many of the kids who could most benefit from these programs decide not to take part. A nonprofit organization in Albuquerque is using rock to make these kids feel welcome in the world of music. The Rock and Rhythm Foundation was founded by musician and educator Rob Janoff. Rob, you noticed in your job as a music teacher at Albuquerque's Jefferson Middle School, and you've been there since 1996, that a lot of kids felt intimidated by music programs. Why would they be intimidated?
Yeah, it's actually a majority of kids who are intimidated by music programs. The numbers that I found were surprising, that although 90% of our schools offer music programs, that the percentage of kids who actually choose to be in those classes is only at about 12%. Which is a huge mismatch. But I saw it as an opportunity. Here are all these kids. They love music. There's no doubt about that. But they're not joining music classes. So the key is, how do we break down those barriers that are blocking kids from joining these classes? So I asked why. And I got an endless list. There's a lot of competition in traditional music classes. Whether teachers or organizations promote it or not, it's built in. There's a competition. You go to festival and you get judged. There's a lot of hierarchy in orchestras and band classes with seating arrangements and who's first chair and who's second chair. And to me, that does not promote teamwork and cooperation. It divides. So I sought out to create an environment where kids wanted to help each other, and that by helping the kids sitting next to you, we're going to all benefit from it. So it's a community. And there's got to be a sense of trust, because what I want from my students is that they feel comfortable expressing themselves. And in middle school, teenagers, high school, that's a challenge because they're very critical of each other.
And how do you go about making them feel comfortable with music and with each other?
Mistakes are not only okay, they are essential. This is a hard thing for all of us, even us adults, to do. It's like to be okay with mistakes, not only okay, but have the courage to push forward through those mistakes, because that is the only way you're going to find some growth and some magic at the other end. So instead of just slamming into the music and putting, you know, workbooks up in front of them and here's how we learn music, we do team building, community building. We really get to know each other, and that's a wonderful start.
You've also said that a lot of kids were intimidated by music programs because of the expense.
It's pricey to be a musician, not only to keep up, too, with the competition. You need your own instrument. Schools will try to loan out instruments to kids, but really the kids who started early and got private lessons are just going to be miles ahead of those other kids. One of the founding principles of the Rock and Rhythm Foundation is that we want to make sure everybody that wants to have an opportunity to play music can play. So we want to be able to provide an instrument for them. And as much tuition as we can cover, that's part of our hope.
Musician and educator Rob Janoff is the founder and director of the Rock and Rhythm Foundation, an Albuquerque nonprofit providing musical opportunities for young people. For information on the foundation and on its benefit concert, which is coming up Saturday, March 7th, visit rockandrhythmfoundation.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.